Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show. Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned into quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Well, good Tuesday evening to you, and welcome to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton. Of course, I am Shayla Thornton, and I am honored that you've opted to join us on this Tuesday, December the 27th. Welcome to the Tuesday after Christmas. I trust you had a wonderful special holiday, and I hope you're having one phenomenal week so far. Now, 2017 will be here very soon. Now, do you know that Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton is planning a phenomenal year of programming for 2017. So you have to stay with us, okay? We have more planned for you, and we would love to have you on board, because truly our listeners have spread the great news about this award-winning program that's had the amazing opportunity to be on air for 3 full years. And there we have presented exclusive interviews and segments for every single topic out there, including health, education, politics, pop culture, and so much more. And believe it or not, we have more different topics coming for you in 2017. Now, of course, we always seek those leading experts and advocates and celebrity guests that offer their perspective of the trending news topics and stories that happen to be relevant for every single member of your household, regardless of age or generation. And tonight's programming is no exception. Right now, I would please ask that you hashtag LTA Radio. Please hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase. It doesn't matter. And let others know that you are tuned into your family radio talk show. And, of course, you're going to hashtag LTA Radio on your favorite social media outlet. Perhaps it's Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Maybe it's the fabulous Facebook, whatever it is. Let others know that you are tuned in. And when you use the hashtag LTA Radio, it also allows us to find you out there on your favorite social media outlet, and we do follow back. So stay connected and offer any of your feedback to us as well when you hashtag LTA Radio. Or you can simply visit our newly designed, easy-to-navigate website where you also can leave your thoughts and questions. Please visit ltaradio.com. Again, you're simply going to visit www.ltaradio.com. Well, I'm so excited to present tonight's lineup to you, because it is a very impressive one and also informative. Now, we are in the holiday season, and many people live with grief from the loss of someone they loved. I'm honored to have grief counselor and friend Dr. Renee Sunday on tonight to discuss just how to cope with death. Now, this is a very timely segment, especially since we are in the midst of the holiday season. Also, are you still in the gift-giving mood? Well, Lindsay Roberts Shea, founder of giftinsider.com, joins Let's Talk America Radio program tonight to share strategies for finding deals and choosing gifts, okay? The holiday season is not over yet, and perhaps you can also go and find the gifts you really wanted to if you did not find the ideal gifts under the tree. Also, Sarah Desch joins us to highlight a new Money Under 35 national survey. Now, Sarah is an expert on higher education financing and the Senior Vice President for Public Policy for Naviat. Now, she will share some critical information that may surprise you just in time for the new year. Let's get our finances in order. Stay with us. And lastly, our beloved pets may have anxiety throughout this busy holiday season. Well, certified animal behaviorist Steve Dale joins us to spotlight what exactly is going on with our animals. This is a great segment, so you certainly want to tune in. Even if you don't have pets, many of you have family and friends with pets, so check this segment out, everyone. Now, here on the show, you know we offer timely news, great talk, and phenomenal music. And tonight, the tunes of Jill Miller will be on. So you want to stay with us for such a versatile show tonight. Remember, our signature In the News is up next, and that's where we highlight the trending news of the hour, okay? You want to stay informed with us. Well, right now, please message all of your family, friends, colleagues, even your next-door neighbor, and let them know that LTA Radio is on now. It's not a very long broadcast tonight. We know it is the holiday season, but you'll want to stay informed, okay, because we never know when important topics or issues may impact us or someone we love. And the leading conversation tonight is talking about grief, coping with the loss of someone we love, all right? It's going to be a great show tonight. Get ready, everyone. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show, where we offer news, talk, and music. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Shirley, and we just love listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
Hi, my name is Kavarga, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Hi, my name is Nicole Dodd, and I'm tuning in every Tuesday at 7:30 to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
This is Audrey, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton. This is such an awesome show. If you're not connected, you really need to be.
Regina R. Tate is a Christian counselor, and she's written a book entitled There is a Bomb for That. The compilation is her platform to inspire and spread the love of God. The book is encouragement and motivation to get beyond and through everyday issues and problems using the Word of God. In addition, she shares some accounts of athletes and other well-known people doing admirable or not-so-admirable things to help push across her messages of encouragement. Tate combines her love of sports with her love of the Lord to inspire those of us who are on the Lord's side and others who are seeking reasons to trust in God. Within the book are articles or misses including Hold Fast, Gifts of the Cross, Call to Be Better, and Don't Get Weary, all of which remind us that God is always pulling for us to get to the other side of the room. In the missive, There's a Bomb for That, Tate vents, my head hurts because there is so little tolerance for the diverse prisms through which we see life, and there is a declining appreciation for the myriad ways we have come to survive life. She goes on to explain why her neck hurts, her eyes, her ears, her stomach, her feet, and even her heart hurt. But then she points out that she is not in a woe-is-me state of paralysis because she says, I have medicine. I have a bomb in Gilead. Her aim with the book is to remind all of us that we indeed have medicine for whatever ails us. Regardless of what the situation or the crisis is, there is a balm for that. Books may be purchased on AuthorHouse.com or at Amazon.com, or you may visit the website thereisabalmforthat.com for more information.
Welcome back, everyone, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton. Do know that you can check us out anytime at your convenience by listening to our podcast episodes. You can find that anywhere on the tube. Simply visit ltaradio.com if you need any more specifics. Of course, we're out there on SoundCloud, TuneIn, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Check us out at your convenience. I would also like to thank all of our national partners and sponsors for your continued support. Thank you so much. Of course, I'd be remiss if I did not acknowledge our weekly dedicated listeners. Thank you for sharing our news with everyone you know. You've allowed the show to be a success. Now, if you ever want to reach out to us for any reason, perhaps you're interested in being a national partner or sponsor, or you would like to suggest a guest on the show, please visit ltaradio.com and simply click on our contact link, and we make it quite simple. All right, everyone, it is the holiday season, and we're set to kick it off our signature In the News right now. In the news, deadly weekend for Chicago. Now, Chicago continues to make headlines for violence. City police investigated 27 shooting incidences this past Christmas weekend, 12 of which were fatal. City Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said, quote unquote, the violence primarily occurred in areas with historical gang conflicts on the south and west sides of the city. He went on to say that we now know that the majority of these shootings and homicides were targeted attacks by gangs against potential rival gang members and groups who were at holiday gatherings. Now, total of 40 people were shot. We will keep you posted as more details emerge. And lastly, in the news, pop superstar passes. Top-selling pop singer George Michael died over the weekend at the age of 53 years old. According to his manager, he died of heart failure. Now, many took to social media to express their condolences. Well, everyone, this concludes this week's edition of In the News. But stay with Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio as we continue to keep you informed. The best way is join us on any of the various social media outlets. We happen to love Twitter for news, okay? So we tweet news stories 24 hours a day. Our handle there is SS Thornton. Our handle on Twitter is SSTHORNTON. Here at Let's Talk America Radio, we aim to keep you informed. And can you believe it? 2017 will be here in mere days. We're very excited, and we're also honored to have you on board. Do stay with us for 2017. There will be more trending news stories and topics that impact every single member of your household. We'll be back on with Seconds, and we are putting the spotlight tonight on grief. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will lose someone they love. How exactly do you cope, okay? What are the steps of grief, and when is it time to seek professional help? I'm so excited to have the one and only leading grief counselor, Dr. Renee Sunday, on with us. She's going to break it all down. She's going to offer some great advice that could possibly help and guide you or someone you love. Stay with us. You're listening to LTA Radio.
Bold Favor Magazine is the leadership lifestyle magazine highlighting bold people, organizations, and causes that inspire us to live fearlessly. Feature your business to our email list of 250,000 people all over the globe and on our engaged social media platforms. Bold Favor prides itself on pairing your business with empowering articles and profiles to ensure you are seen and appreciated by people who want to support you. And bonus, advertise with us to feature your product on television program produced by our parent company at no additional cost. Visit boldfavormagazine.com or call 866-611-3753 to get started today. The future favors the bold. Be fearless.
This is DJ Nicholas Gospel Radio. This is from Kingston, Jamaica. And you're listening to Let's Talk America. Keep it locked.
Welcome back, everyone. You are tuned in to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show. Well, now it is time for a signature inspirational quote for tonight, and it belongs to the one and only mastermind scientist Albert Einstein, who once said, "Weakness of attitude becomes weakness of character." Again, the very well-known scientist Albert Einstein once said, "Weakness of attitude becomes weakness of character." And wow, I certainly get what he intended to say. You know, so much of our life, our potential, our perspective, how we see the world starts with our attitude, right? And it is so critical to have a very positive attitude. It truly is. It can help get through some very tough trials and tribulations that this life offers, okay? So we can never guarantee the outcome, but what we do know is that having the ideal attitude, one that I am going to thrive, I will make it, certainly helps. A negative attitude, one that's ungrateful, will likely lead to nowhere kind, okay? So keep pushing, keep thriving, keep believing in yourself, certainly, and always try to do everything you do with the right attitude to know that we can keep pushing through. Well, everyone, speaking of pushing through, Dr. Renee Sunday will talk about grief tonight. It's the holiday season where many people are joyful, right? And many people often reflect on their loved ones that are no longer here. After all, they should not be forgotten. Grief, okay? A majority of people deal with it when they lose someone they love. When exactly is it time to seek professional help? When is the healing process no longer considered healthy? Dr. Renee Sunday is going to break it all down. We're honored to have her here on Let's Talk America program tonight. Stay with us. Please message, text all of your family, friends, colleagues, and even your next door neighbor and let them know that we're putting the spotlight on an issue that matters and will eventually impact all of us. We're talking about death, getting past the loss of someone you love. We're highlighting grief tonight on Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show. Stay with us.
This is Atlanta-based gospel singer Davina Williams. You can find me at www.davinawilliams.wix.com/gospelsinger. And you are listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America. And you know, here in the program, we cover the topics that matter to you, regardless of generation. And one of those topics that's always trending in so many family units is grief, dealing with grief, dealing with death, which unfortunately is a part of life. I am no expert on this, but I'm so excited to welcome right now. She is a personal and professional friend of this program and to myself personally. I'm talking about the one and only. She's a grief counselor. Her name is Dr. Renee Sunday. She's very well known out there in the media within her own right, and she's written a very acclaimed and popular book titled Sunday Grief. It was released in 2013, but here in 2016, it continues to help those who are dealing with grief, the loss of someone they love or possibly simply know. Dr. Sunday, welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Hi, how you doing, Shayna? Thank you so much. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here.
Oh, what an honor to have you back on. You've been on with us previously talking about grief. We are in 2016. The topic continues to come up with so many of our listeners and supporters of the program. Dr. Sunday, your book, Sunday Grief, takes a very revealing look into the process of grieving. And I know one of the things that you always say in the book, and you also say when you're speaking and working with different groups on grief, is that everyone grieves different. Now, there may be someone in listening right now that recently lost a daughter or someone that lost their father, and they're saying, well, how can we grieve differently? Explain that process for us. How is it different?
Now, that's a great question, Shayna, but I can tell you actually from a short scenario. When my brother passed in 2011, you know, you have different emotions that you go through, different phases of response and grief. You can go emotional, you can have spiritual, and of course you can have physical. I actually went through everybody else in the family.
Okay.
Lost weight. I was the one, of course, that gained weight. And then sometimes people actually, you question God, why them? Why did that happen?
Okay.
And then just yourself, you feel guilty because you say, well, why I didn't go in their place or why I didn't get an opportunity to actually say goodbye. And then you just don't feel good because this, you're going to miss that person. Let's just be real,
okay,
that you are here and they're not. So you actually go through a whole plethora of different responses during grief, but it's okay because all of us are different. All of us have different DNA. So naturally, we're going to actually respond different depending on our experiences and, of course, how we are made up.
I know one of the things you discuss in the book and also when you're speaking to different groups and one-on-one grief counseling, that just because we both knew the individual, say a father who was a patriarch in a family and adored by many, that the son may actually grieve in a different manner than the daughter. And I know you just eloquently explained that everyone's different, but even though they both are the child, the descendant of this one parent, that one may actually seemingly cope different from the daughter, right? I mean, and that's an interesting thing because I think so many times in reality we'll say, well, you know, the mother passed and she went through some different stages of major depression, but maybe the brother seems to be coping different, even though they both loved mom, right?
Yes, that can happen. And you touched on something very powerful there. If you actually, before the person passed, had, you know, some anxiety, some depression,
okay,
you were going through a difficult situation, lost your job, lost your house, or something to that effect, that is actually now on top of that, meaning it can multiply or even triple that response. So depending on where you are at that particular time, before, you know, when it happens, it actually may catapult you to a whole nother degree of going through the grieving process. And then, two, depending on the relationship, the studies still say no matter if it's traumatic or non-traumatic, it's a different response. If the person had cancer and you had some, you know, you had some time, if you will, to say goodbye. Or if it was traumatic and you didn't have an opportunity to say goodbye, especially if you had a soft sore with them, meaning you didn't get along, you actually had just argued the day before, something of that nature. So it all, you know, plays a part that's why we can't, you know, point a finger at someone, if you will, or we can't say that they're not grieving the right way or they're not grieving long enough or those type of things, because we're incorrect, because all of us will grieve differently and it will last longer or shorter depending on our experiences with them and the experiences we're going through prior to that event.
You are tuned in to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America. We are putting the spotlight on grief, dealing with the death of someone you love, someone you were very close to, acquainted with. And we are so excited right now to have grief counselor Dr. Renee Sunday on. She is the author of the best-selling acclaimed book, Sunday Grief, that was released in 2013, but it continues to be a top seller here in 2016 as people continue to cope with death. Now, I want to bring up a topic that many people have expressed to me out and about, and we've also had some people connect with the show asking, when someone is up in age, Dr. Sunday, if you will, say they're over 75 or 80 years old, and they come down with perhaps bad health, or maybe they die suddenly, people will often publicly, I've heard people say to me, reason that they lived a long, full life. When someone is younger, on the other end, say they are under the age of 50 years old, a lot of people begin to question that, Dr. Sunday. People can sometimes turn very doubtful or become resentful of saying, why did my daughter go away? Why did she pass away at such a young age when she did not have the opportunity to live her life? I know this hits home personally for you because your brother was a young man. I know he was not elderly at all. He was young. He was your brother. You have very fond memories of this. Can that complicate the grieving process if someone seems to be angry or if they're confused on why someone so young has died?
Oh, yes, that is very powerful because, you know, I'm from the South, as you can tell. It used to be that people used to say this. It's just a little saying people used to say that the older people, you know, they are more longer casket, meaning adults, than smaller casket, meaning, you know, children or young adults, because a lot of times we don't even have, and I'm saying we, but because it's getting better, we don't even have thought about that, getting burial, you know, itineraries or getting some type of pre-plan in regards to that. But usually when you get about 80 and something like that, you actually have considered that. But no matter what, how old it is, it makes a difference. My brother had younger kids as well. So, of course, that actually really it hit home, really, that was very difficult to do. But the thing, let me tell you what my cousin said that really empowered the whole family to continue on. And I know this will actually help somebody right now when they hear this, is my cousin, he's a minister. He actually said that my brother actually lived out his destiny and the things that he had to do here on earth. And that puts you in a whole nother sense, Shayna, because you say, wait a minute, how can you say that for a young person? But if you look at, I know my brother's life personally, he impacted so many people. He helped so many people. A lot of people said a lot of things that, to be honest, the family wasn't aware of when we had his celebration service.
Oh, wow.
So the thing is, you have to remember, that's something that's 100%. We will pass away, and we don't know when.
Yeah.
So we actually need to be ready, meaning do the things you want to do. Do your dreams, fulfill your purpose in life, and help people, and be happy, because we never know when that opportunity will come.
Wow. You know, let me ask you something. There's clearly someone listening to us right now from Richmond, Virginia, who may say, I have been dealing with the death of my mother for several years now. They'll think of the person and sometimes their happy thoughts, and sometimes they get sad, of course, because as you eloquently said, that we all have an expiration date and their mother is gone, or their sister, their brother. Do you ever truly get over the death of someone, or does time allow us to cope, Dr. Sunday?
Yeah, I get that question all the time, Shayna, and I chuckle because people will judge someone else if someone is coping longer, if someone actually at Christmas cries or, you know, on their birthday. But you never will lose that presence of them. You would never lose those you know, those great times and some of those negative times you will remember. So the thing is, I try to encourage people to celebrate and you know, do memory of them. You know, always write down a journal to keep those thoughts of wonderful pictures. But, you know, I tell people, don't beat yourself up. You will remember, especially around monumental times during the holidays or something like that. And it's okay to cry, you know, but the thing is, when we can't function, that's when you actually need to get extra support.
And that's what I wanted to bring up before we close out, because we have to have you back on, because this is always a very timely topic and relevant for someone listening to Let's Talk America Radio. When should someone seek some additional professional help? Because you've said that it's okay to cry. There are going to be points where you're going to remember them and you're going to get happy, and then you may cry, and you may even get angry, and you'll go through that stage again of grief. But when should they say, You're not being yourself, you really need to seek some additional help?
Yes, that's a powerful question. Well, if we look at our literature, the literature actually says if people can go from normal grief up to 1 year after the person has passed away. But if it's in between there and you're trying to hurt yourself or hurt somebody else, or you just, you know, you don't want to take your medicines, you don't want to go out, you know, agoraphobia, if you don't want to even go out and see people, you really need some support. And support can come from many, many ways, from your immediate family, from your neighbors, you know, from your church, and, of course, you know, the professional people that actually, because you really want somebody, Shana, that you can actually talk. You know, we say the word vent, but you want someone to actually listen to what you're going through. So if you look at the books, it says over a year, but I know people that actually, when they read our book, they actually said, I found out after 10 years that it's okay what I went through.
Okay.
So that's fine. It's so powerful, but support is very important at each stage of the grief process.
And I really briefly before you leave, I know there are some stages of grief. Very quickly, can you just list those? I think when people may sometimes be, and if this is me saying it, I think sometimes they'll go through shock and disbelief and anger, right, Dr. Sunday?
Yeah, actually, you're absolutely right. The official is about 7, but people have actually broke them up into, you know, spiritual responses, you know, emotional, and also when you, you know, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Some people have broken them down. Well, in that umbrella of those responses can be anger, grief, disbelief. You know, you just don't want to do anything. So it's really the things that the responses, the emotions that we have, but unfortunately, most of them tend to be on the negative side, which is okay now. We still want to say that because you have lost someone. But the thing is, we need to actually develop new relationships, you know, go, you know, journal is very important. We got to do that and get our feelings out. Yeah, so grief is, you know, we all would go through a difficult situation in our life, you know, from losing a job, losing, you know, loved ones, and et cetera. But we actually can't stop. We have to continue to move through that process so we can actually walk out our destiny.
Wow, and what a great information. And you're saying continue to develop new relationships as we go throughout life. We have to keep the wheels of life turning. Before we close out and end our conversation with you, I know you have co-authored an amazing new book that I know it's not necessarily directly connected to your book on grief, but it is about living life to the fullest and moving on through any situation. The title of the book is Manifestations Now, Believe, Trust, and Walk Out Your Destiny. I know you're the co-author of that book. In the next few seconds, share with us your great points of what you shared in the book.
Well, great. Thank you so much. Actually, the book, I'm the visionary of the book, but you know, in my spirit, I wanted to not just share my story. So we actually had a total of 7 ladies that share their stories of how they have seen manifestation. Manifestations occur every second of the day, but we have to embrace them. We will go through trials and tribulations, ups and downs, things that we don't think is fair. But we actually wrote the book for 2 reasons. One, to let you know you're not alone. And that's the thing that's very powerful. And then two, we want you to use it as a tool set or a roadmap, if you will, to let you know these are some prestige, I mean, really monumental things you have to do to actually achieve your dreams, goals, your purpose, and, of course, your destiny. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out, meaning you got to have some type of action to move forward.
Well, I love that, and that will get you through so many things in life, including, unfortunately, the concept of death that will hit each of us at some point. Dr. Sunday, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We're going to have you back on to continue with all of the great things you are doing with your platform. Before you leave us, please tell our national and international listeners where they can go for more information on you.
Well, thank you so much for the awesome things that you do on this platform and you do in the community. So I do give you your props for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But everything that I do is in one place, and all the social media information, all of that, of the books and all that is in one place, which is www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com.
Always a pleasure to have you on Let's Talk America Radio, Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio. Stay tuned in.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Now, you know, here on the program, we put the spotlight on the trending issues that concern you, and we are in the midst of this wonderful, joyful holiday season and gift-giving ideas. Have you burnt out? Are you still trying to figure out what to give that special one or your coworker? Well, I'm so excited right now to have someone that knows a lot about that on, Lindsay Robertshea. She's with us tonight, and she knows a lot about gift-giving and what's appropriate and not. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. Happy holidays. Happy shopping.
Yes. And speaking of shopping, that S word, you've got to let us know. Many of us right now, maybe we're stuck. We haven't done all of our shopping online or in the stores, and maybe we have individuals in our life that are innovative and they're techies. What's the best tech gift right now that's probably still available for us to get just in time for the holiday season?
Well, one trend that we're seeing with tech gifts is these kind of retro-inspired gifts, or old school meets new. So turntables are huge. Everyone is loving them, from millennials to the adult to the kid at heart. One that we have that's on sale is Audio-Technica's. It's the ATLP-120 USB. So it's a direct drive turntable. It's
okay.
Perfect for those vinyl lovers in your life. So people
who
have all their vinyls stored in their attic, what we love about it is that you can turn those vinyls into digital files. You plug it in with their USB, you can convert them, and you can save them forever. And it's on sale for $249. It's normally $299.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, I know we are so close to the big holiday of Christmas and other holidays coming up, but you're saying we could still get good budget, friendly prices, even though we're this close, Lindsay?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people are trying to save money, especially getting this close to the holiday. One thing we recommend for that, and, you know, that's still on a lot of people's wish lists, are smartphones. And that is a huge expense. It is, you know, definitely one of the things you want to try and save money on.
What
we recommend for that is to go unlocked or no contract. So that's where you don't choose the carrier, you choose the phone, and then you can choose the carrier after. So one we have over here, this is the Honor 8. It's a smartphone. It's $299, so it's a great price point for a smartphone, and it has everything that you would want in a smartphone. A lot of millennials are loving the design. It's a sapphire look. It's really thin, fits in your pocket. Guys are loving that. It also has everything that you want, so it has a camera, it has a fingerprint sensor, and it has that kind of sleek style.
Wow. And before you leave us, Lindsay, you've got to let me know, the best deals financial-wise, or speaking in terms of money, is it going to still be online, or maybe we can go in the store and grab some good deals as well?
You can still grab deals as well. You know, one thing, you know, being in the stores, you know, a lot of people are even trying to kind of step away from the tech. A gift that we have for that we love, adult coloring is a huge trend. We have Prismacolor Premier Adult Coloring Kit pencils. So that's something you can purchase online, you can purchase in stores, and that's a great way to go as well.
Oh, wow, I love it. Lindsay, thank you for joining us tonight. Where can we go for more information?
Thanks for having me. You can go to tipsontv.com.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
So many people are overwhelmed with trials and opposition. There's jealousy, fear, detrimental eating habits, financial challenges, addiction to drugs and alcohol, and so much more. I want to tell you, you don't have to be. Our company, CRM Enrichment, is on a mission. A mission to show you how to take control of your life, health, and happiness. Our CRM Empowerment Series will equip you how to handle challenges and opposition. People respond best to vision. Therefore, we use drama, vision, and words to equip and empower you to take charge of your destiny. We show you how to focus on the solution and not the problem. There are 7 individual series in which we seek to reach everyone, men, women, teens, and children. For more detailed information, visit our website, crmenrichment.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, you know, here on the show, we put the spotlight on topics that concern you and what matters more than what's in your pocket, your finances. Now, with all of the politics going on and polling going on, we finally got a survey that has some good news for a change. A new Money Under 35 national survey shows an improved financial picture for young adults. I'm so excited to put the spotlight on this. I'm no expert, but right now, I have someone with the organization Aviat. Her name is Sarah Dusich. Sarah, welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you, Shane. It's great to be talking to you today.
What an awesome honor. I know you're an expert on higher education, financing, and you're also, again, the Senior Vice President for Public Policy for Aviat. Now, tell me this. What are some of the key highlights from this very important survey?
Well, this is the second annual report that we've done with the global research firm Ipsos. And the good news is, as you said at the top, is that we see an improved financial picture for young adults. Unfortunately, most of the improvement in financial health is occurring among those who graduated from college. Those who went to college and did not complete are falling behind, and they're falling behind in all sorts of aspects of their financial health, even behind those who never went to college at all.
Wow. I mean, so you said a lot, and that really concerns people of so many different generations. But, of course, what comes to mind for me are the millennials when I think of those individuals under 35 who may not have necessarily completed college. What does this information mean for them and their mundane lives, Sarah?
Well, I do think that there is an enormous amount of good news in this research about how millennials are doing. 83%, 8 out of 10, tell us that we find are in good or excellent financial health. We see improvements in income. We see improvements in employment. Again, it's those people who start college and don't finish. Those are the ones that are struggling more. They are more likely to report having trouble paying their bills. They are more likely to have a poor financial score, and they are far less financially stable than those. Even those who never went to college just have a high school degree.
Wow. Now, I want to go here because you know college education and the price of college education kept coming up during the political season, this campaign season, Sarah. And many people say it's so expensive. They found many reasons perhaps why they couldn't finish, maybe academics being probably one of them, but also money. What do you say for those who couldn't afford it?
Well, I think there is a path to college degree for everyone, and the important part is, as you're plotting that path, is to make sure that you're making the right decisions, getting information, and I think there can be a lot done to improve the information for students and their families before they go to college, picking the right program, picking the right school, finding out how long it will take to get that degree, how much it will cost, and how you can pay for it. Because charting that path to getting the degree is the most important thing. Going to college, as I said earlier, going to college and not finishing, that's making things worse for them. And frankly, borrowing for college, what we see in this research is borrowing for college and getting the degree is a good thing. We see success as people get older in paying off their degree. 6 out of 10 young adults borrowed to get their college degree, and 1/3 of them have already paid it off. So we do see improvements there, but again, if you don't finish, you really aren't going to see that improvement.
What great information in emphasizing not only get to college, but find a way to complete it. Now, what does the survey tell us about the earnings? Any difference between the women and the men?
You know, that's a great question. If you had asked me that question when I was a young adult, about whether when my daughters are entering the workforce, we'd be still seeing a gender gap. Boy, you could have knocked me over. But, you know, in this survey, we see a fairly substantial difference in the income between men and women. In fact, it's $30,000. Men on average, young men are making $72,500, whereas young women are making $42,500. Now, some of this is about the fields they go into. Men are far more likely to go into the STEM fields, the science, technology, engineering, and math, far more likely than women, and they're far more likely to have an advanced degree, which really drives income up. But if we narrow it just, let's say, to the STEM fields, the science, technology, engineering, and math, which pay the most, there's still a gap. It's narrower, but a gap. Young women make 94 cents on the dollar in the STEM fields as compared to young men. So it's not surprising to us that when we ask young women if they're satisfied with their current income, only about 1 in 4 say they are, whereas half of young men say that they are.
Wow, interesting information. Before you close out, of course, I have to ask this question. We always hear, maybe it's an urban myth, maybe not, but I know a few that do. They're college graduates. Their parents have helped them put them through school. They've got their degree, and they're living in their parents' basements there, and not just 1 or 2 years after college, but often up to 5 to 7 years. Does your survey say anything about it? Is this true or not?
Well, you know, we hear those stories, too, and we see those stories, and there are always going to be individual stories of success and of struggle. But in reality, what we see is that there are two stories here for millennials. Those with a college degree have certainly faced some struggle, but they are far better off than those that didn't go to college and those who even tried to go to college. The real crisis here is among those who borrowed to go to college and didn't complete. They've made the investment, and they're not seeing the payoff.
Wow.
And yeah.
I love it. And tell me this before we leave. Where can we go for more information?
We have a wealth of information. Just go to Navient.com and to get more information on this study. And also, if you're struggling paying your student loans, we have a great deal of financial literacy information there as well.
Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio, Sarah.
Thank you, Shana.
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm really enjoying the show. Let's Talk America keeps you in the know.
Hi, my name is Tina Harrell, and I just love listening to Shana Thornton on Let's Talk America. It's wonderful. Please keep it going, Shana.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I listen to Let's Talk America. Let's keep it going.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Here we put the spotlight on the issues that concern you, and guess what? The holiday season is in full swing. But have you ever wondered what this time of year means for your beloved pet? That's right. Now, the hustle and bustle of living life could lead to a lot of anxiety for our four-legged creatures or others. Noted pet radio host Steve Dale joins us right now with ideas on how we can minimize the stress for our pets and maximize their safety. Steve, welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Hey, thank you very much. I mean, just hearing that, I'm stressed out.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, let's talk about that now, that stress and that anxiety. When family and friends begin to gather for this time of year, 'tis the season, the holidays, what are some tips that we need to keep in mind for minimizing the stress for our beloved four-legged creatures or others?
Well, you know what? Some dogs and cats love it. When all these strange people come to the house, when the relatives the pet hasn't seen in a very long time come to the house, and they are so excited to meet all these people, but other pets, maybe not so much. And if you've seen my relatives, you can understand why not so much. It's just too many people all at once, and maybe there's kids, and maybe the pets don't do well with kids.
Yes.
And we're talking about some dogs for sure. We're talking about a lot of the cats, that their way to deal with it is just to sit in the corner and shake, or maybe they look for a hiding place. It doesn't need to be that way. Or dogs that are barking at everyone coming in because they are so stressed out and don't know any other way to handle it. So let's give them a way to handle it. Put them in a room, a second bedroom, maybe the den, maybe the office. Close the door and pump up some classical music or something to help calm them. And maybe they're not hearing everything that's going on the outside then. But also we need to do more than that. We need to lower there's stress and anxiety, and you can do that using a product called Adaptil. That's for dogs. Feel Away for cats. And these are naturally occurring pheromones. They're copies of those pheromones that help to ease stress and anxiety in our pets, help them feel more comfortable in their own surroundings. So now, if you can follow me, you've lowered the stress, you've lowered the anxiety, so we want to give the pet something else to do. Maybe for a dog, something to chew on. For a cat or dog, something to play with, maybe some toys. Give them something else, like food puzzles. Give them something else to do.
Wow. Now, great ideas you're provided that can help in any situation. I know when you said put them in another room, that's great when you're at home, but let's focus on holiday travel right now. That can be stressful for people, we all know that, and even for our four-legged friends. And many of us, we get on the road and we travel for hours for the holiday season, or we catch a flight. What can we do to keep our dogs and cats as less stressful as possible during that time?
Well, so what you want to do first is ensure that they're acclimated to the carrier, if we're talking a small dog or a cat, because that's the only way you could travel. Let me rephrase that. It's the right way to travel with a dog or a cat. That's the safest thing to do. You don't want a cat wandering all over the car. Now you're looking for the brake. You hit the brake, and you hear, because the cat is right there. Not safe.
Yes.
Not a good idea for anyone. So the cat and small dogs need to be in a carrier, but they may not want to be in a carrier. So what do? You acclimate them to the carrier right now, weeks before you actually need to go. That's number one. And how you do that is you leave the carrier out all the time as if it's a piece of furniture. And you periodically drop treats and kibble into the carrier. Now it's a treat dispenser. You finally put the pet in the carrier when the pet's okay with it. And if the pet's not okay with it, you've gone too far too fast, then back it up. But if the pet's okay with it, you close the carrier. But before doing that, you use Feel-Away and Adaptil again. Perfect uses for them. Feel-Away for cats, Adaptil for dogs, and they lower the stress and anxiety. They both come in spray forms, and Feel-Away actually have wipes that you can wipe the carrier with, Adaptil also.
Okay.
Probably the wipes are the best thing to use here. And then just give the pet a tour of your home in the carrier. Let the pet out, and now the pet gets a meal, something good. Because at the end of the day, what we want is the dog or cat positively associating the carrier.
Okay.
So it's not a bad thing, but a good thing.
I love that. So positive reinforcement, and one of the things you touched on when you first started talking about it is to plan, right? So let's not say I have a flight tomorrow. I'm just going to put them in that cage when we get to the airport. You're saying introduce them to it beforehand so it's easier for them to be adjusted to it, right?
That is totally right. And if we're talking about an airplane trip rather than a car trip, we might want to see the veterinarian well before we go to talk about, do we need more than Feel-Away and Adaptil? Might we need some anti-anxiety medication here, depending on the nature of the pet? Also, if you don't know, you need to plan with your airline. Not all airlines accept pets, and those that do want to know in advance who's coming. And incidentally, you're going to have to pay for that privilege. I think it's the airline's overcharged, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. And before you leave us, holiday plants. They look great in our homes. We have poinsettias and many other plants everywhere. But I have learned that many of them aren't so great for our cats and dogs. I know some of them, our animals can chew on them and actually make them sick. I've seen some of that come back up in a spitting up form. Can you tell us about the danger some plants pose?
Yeah, sometimes it's even worse than coming right back up. I mean, they can get so ill, they may need emergency care. So you want to avoid that, of course. Fresh holly. Fresh mistletoe, as romantic as that is for you, and I know you keep mistletoe, you keep mistletoe up all the time, and you just will give a smooch to whoever walks, wherever they walk, but that's good for people, but maybe not so good for our pets. Mistletoe, fresh mistletoe is actually dangerous. Amaryllis looks beautiful, but also dangerous. Christmas cactus, the same. So we want to keep these away from pets.
Wow. And one way I would imagine is keep them up, if it's a dog, if it's a cat, maybe just not have it in the home at all, right?
Yeah, for some of these plants, I mean, there are lots of plants that are benign or fine if the pet does chew on it. For cats, we could provide something safe for them to chew on, such as cat grass. For dogs, there are all kinds of chewies we could provide for them to chew on. So dogs and sometimes cats like to chew. Let's give them something safe. Let's give them those options, so they're not chewing up on the plants that can make them sick.
I love it. And always look up and research what other plants you bring in our house, not just this time of year, Steve, but all year round. Where can our national listeners go for more information about everything you discussed tonight on the show?
Well, I can do better. Everything and more, as they say. HappyPetHouseholds.com. It's HappyPetHouseholds.com.
Steve Dale, what a pleasure to have you here.
I said Happy Pet Households. What I meant to say is HappyPetHolidays.com, which, by the way, create Happy Pet Households. It's HappyPetHolidays.com. I apologize.
Look, you're right. A great holiday will create a great household. Happy holidays, CPL. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is college senior at the College of Worcester, Brenda Core, and you're listening to Let's Talk America Radio with Shayna Thornton.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening to your National Family Radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton. Well, this is our final Tuesday broadcast for 2016. It has been one phenomenal year. I want to personally and professionally thank each of you for sticking with us, for our loyal weekly listeners, for our new listeners, for those who go back and listen to some of the replay podcasts, and also to our national sponsors and partners. Thank you. All hands on deck. It has been one phenomenal year for us with our broadcasting programming, and we continue to aim high for 2017. Will you please join us? Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton also wants to thank everyone for your help and support with our 2016 Community Holiday Food Drive. It was a huge success. Thank you so much for all of the non-perishable donations that were made and also some of the monetary donations. Thank you for sticking with us. We plan to do it again in 2017. We have a lot planned for 2017, and you surely do not want to miss it. We will be on this Saturday night on the one and only WAEC Love 860 AM radio station out of Atlanta. That will be our official final program for 2016. Well, everyone, I'm so excited to see 2017. And guess what? It is knocking, and it is knocking very loudly. Okay, again, please stay with LTA Radio. Hey, check out our newly designed website by visiting ltaradio.com. ltaradio.com. Stay connected with us in 2017. We've got some brand new information on the website. You're surely going to love it. And please continue to share our website and all of our news with your family, friends, colleagues, even your next door neighbor. Hey, why not? Well, we're going to close this official Tuesday broadcast out with one of my favorites for 2016, and it is by Jill Miller, the vocalist based out of Tennessee. The song is titled Watch Me Fly. Watch me fly. And everyone, we're going to fly into 2017 with that right attitude, okay? Happy New Year. 2017 is here. Thank you for all of your support again. Please send us well wishes, any suggestions, or feedback. You can visit ltaradio.com, or I'll save you a few seconds. You can also shoot us a quick email by contacting us at admin@ltaradio.com. That's admin@ltaradio.com. Keep it all forth in 2017. See you soon. Jill Miller will close us out. Have a great one, everyone. Stay informed. You're listening to the national award-winning radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton, where we offer news, talk, and music. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton radio show is an entity of Padgett and Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2016. For more information, please visit www.ltaradio.com.
Oh, 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 oh. I've been up and I've been down, I've been crawling all around this cold, hard ground. God's been waiting patiently, love has got its hold on me, and I believe I can do anything if I let grace give me wings to fly. Take back my life and a little bit more. I know God is shining. changing from the inside out. No more thinking life's about the in crowd. That's not me, and that's okay.